Let's go back to the phones. Let's start off with Allie listening in Iowa. Hi, Allie. Thanks for calling today.
Hi, Patrick. Good morning. Thank you so
Good
much
morning.
For taking my call.
You're welcome.
Good morning. Patrick, I wanted to start off by saying because of you and Relevant Radio, about 2 years ago, I became pro-life, and I was such a pro-choice person. And so that just, you and Relevant Radio changed my life completely. I was one of those feminists of, oh, women can do anything, and I can do anything with my body. And that completely changed.
Wow.
Thanks
be to God.
Yes.
Well, tell me, Allie. I mean, I'm anxious to know what happened. What was the trigger for all this change?
I had my first child. I had my son, who will be 3 in May.
Congratulations!
And after I had
you
him,
named him Patrick,
thank
of course,
you so much.
Right?
maybe for our future kids.
Okay.
But before him, my husband and I had a miscarriage, and you know, and that made us closer to God, and then so we were blessed with my son, and then we started listening to Relevant Radio. My husband, it was during all the campaigns for presidency, and I was, you know, such the pro. Choice person, and him and I would just get at it, and I said, well, this is my body, I could do anything I want with it, and I know he probably prayed long and hard for me because he is such a devoted Catholic, and I was more of a warm Catholic, and he found the station, and I just listened to it, and one day I was at work listening to it, and it just clicked, and I texted him right away in all caps letters, I love you. I am pro-life. And when we got home, he just hugged me and said, thank you so much.
Wow.
I just wanted to let you know that and say thank you. Thank you for you and Relevant Radio and to my husband for praying for me because I'm sure he did.
Yes, no question about it. Well, I'm so thrilled to hear this, Allie. And I mean, I can only imagine what greater unity that's brought into your home and your marriage, right?
It sure did. It sure did. And we dove right into our Catholic faith. Like I said, about 2 years ago, we tried to become a bit more devoted, come out of that slump of being warm Catholics to be a little bit, you know, hotter. And because of that, kind of leading up to my question, and I got off of contraceptives because we believe in however many kids God wants us to bless us with. So we did that about 2 years ago. Thank you. And so, like I said, I have a almost 3-year-old and I have a 10-month-old, both boys. And recently, and I mean like recently, like a couple days ago, I found out that I'm pregnant again.
Are you? Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And I am happy. I am really happy. I never wanted a big family, but now recently, because I'm more into my faith, I'm happy. And I kind of do want, you know, a bigger family. I'm trying to trust God more, and it is scary. Kids to me have always been scary because I didn't come from a big family. But I'm learning to trust him more. My dilemma is, and it's sad to say, the judgment from family and friends and my job. And that's what I told my husband. I said, you know, I am very happy. I'm glad. I know we have to trust God, and God doesn't give us things that we won't be able to do. So he has a plan for us. And so we have to accept this and let's try to be happy. And obviously a child is a blessing. But I told him, to me, I'm afraid of the judgment that our family is going to give us. Maybe the family or our my work, especially because I am a professional woman in a working field, you know, and I'm still working from home with the 2 kids, and that's also been a struggle, but that's a different story.
Yes.
But But I just didn't know where to get some encouragement from. And you instantly popped into my head because, I know you have 11 kids, and I'm sure probably you've had some snarky remarks or comments or judgment. And I wanted to know how you got through it, how you and your wife got through it, and what did you say? And I don't know, just some words of encouragement and some advice, if you will, please.
Happily, happily. Well, I'm thrilled for you and your husband. What a beautiful thing that you're having another blessing coming into your family. I can relate to what you're describing in terms of like family pushback. In our case, we had our so we got married February 7th, 1981, and our first child was born November 26th, 1981. So I'm sure, first of all, everybody was counting like, when, how much time went by? Like, was it 9 months or so?
Yeah.
2 weeks, I think, after we got married, boom, the family starts. And then after that son was born, then 2 years later, the next baby came along. And then about a year and a half after that, the next baby came along. And the way we experienced it, Allie, was that the first baby, everyone's overjoyed. It's like, oh, that's so great. You're having a baby right away. Okay, well, that's great too. That's good. And then the next baby is like, oh, wow, a second baby so soon, huh? Oh, but that's good though, because you're having two kids, a boy and a girl. You're done now, right? No, just we'll see what God wants. And then by the third baby, now people are starting to say, okay, that's great, but like, what are you doing? Why, you've got three
Yeah.
kids now. I'm sure you can relate to this. You got three kids now,
Yeah.
and they're all under the age of five, four, whatever it was. Now, by the time the fourth baby came along, that's when people like, okay, all right, what is going on here? What are you trying to prove? What are you trying to do? Now, thankfully, Allie, any number of family members were not that way. They were positive and happy. They didn't have to pay for all these babies that we were popping out, so they could be happy for us. But there were some relatives, I'll just leave it at that. There were some relatives who were angered by this. They were irritated by this, and they let us know. And it was in different forms. So some of it was pushback, like you're describing. Sometimes it was just the cold shoulder, where, we would announce the baby on the way, and there would be just this kind of frozen awkwardness, and they didn't say congratulations or anything like that. So it got to the point for us, Allie, that when it came to that group of relatives, we just stopped telling them. We didn't say anything to them, and then eventually they'd see Nancy out to here with the next baby on the way, and that was our way of not telling them. And so we just sort of put up with it, didn't say anything, we didn't get angry or anything, but we just didn't share that with them. And after about, I don't know, it's so long ago now, but after about maybe six, seven children, their unhappiness seemed to dissipate. And now that all these children are all grown up now and having children of their own, they are the most proud and happy and glad, that all these children came along. It's like one thing you could say if somebody says, well, did you want all these children? Or you say, well, which one should I have not have had? Which of these children should I have said no to? So yes, we've been down that road. We've experienced all the unkind and sometimes even really rude comments that people make, and we've just tried to let it roll off our back. That would be my advice to you. Just let it roll off your back. And if you're being open to life, you and your husband are accepting whatever God's will is for your marriage. Now, maybe his will for your marriage won't be lots and lots of kids. Maybe it will be. But the key is that you're open to his will. You're not excluding him by using contraception or that kind of thing. So my advice would be just smile and hold your head high. God is blessing you and your husband, and this is beautiful to behold. And these are more souls coming into existence to praise God for all eternity, and so and children, boys and girls, who will be loving you and your husband into your old age. And everyone wins. And for those sticks in the mud who don't like it, that's too bad. Just keep moving.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
You're
Thank you
welcome.
so much for those words. I needed that. I was a little nervous and scared. And by the
I
way, you were the
understand.
second person I told, besides my husband, you're the second person I told, and the world
Oh,
probably now.
I'm honored. I am truly honored. I read
Thank
a book.
you.
I actually wrote a blurb for a book that came out, I don't know, 25 years ago or so, by Deacon Ken Finn. And I just looked it up. It's still available on Amazon. I don't see a picture of it, though, but it's called Secrets of a Happy Family. Discover the true meaning of love through God's plan for the family. And you can actually get copies used or new. I don't know why they don't have the picture, but it's a really great book. It gets to the heart of the point that you're making and the questions that you're asking. And so I would refer you to that book. We'll get a link to it for you so
you can
check it out. And it's inexpensive. I'm surprised at how inexpensive it is.
All right, perfect. I'll definitely check into that. Thank you
Okay.
so much, Patrick.
You're welcome, Allie. Well,
Thank you.
God bless you and your husband. I'm so happy for both of you.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day and stay safe and healthy. Thank you
I will
so
try.
Much.
Thank you very much. And don't forget, Patrick's a great name for a boy. Just putting that out there.